in debt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So you got your first house when you were 25?
No, I got my first house when I was, I think 22 or 23.
Oh my gosh, that's so young.
Yeah, I bought it from the government. It was a government foreclosure.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. I have friends who are 22 and 23, and they were close to getting a house.
Yeah, I bought it from HUD.
Yeah. Huh.
That's the Federal Housing Authority.
Yeah.
And they always have houses that people abandon.
Right.
And I happened to find a house that was 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I got it for next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much paid the taxes that were owed on it.
Yeah.
And what HUD does is they back mortgages and loans with veterans.
Right.
And then if they lose the house, the government gets stuck with the house.
Yeah.
If the people move out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So then you buy them for, yeah.
I bought it from the government.
Right.
For taxes owed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I paid $19,000 for the house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We lived in it for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I sold it for $80,000.
Oh, wow. That's a nice profit.
Yeah, when I really didn't put much money into it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And so so I know you said you worked on, like, cars and motorcycles your whole life. When did that start? Like, when did your, like, interest in that start?
Probably when I was about 4 or 5.
Oh, wow. That long.
Yeah, I was told that I started taking doorknobs apart. Off doors.
Yeah. That's and funny.
In those days, most of the doorknobs were like crystal.
Yeah.
And screw on the side that held the knob in place.
Right.
And I would, you know, find a screwdriver and go around and unscrew all the knobs.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. Okay, and then just one last question, which is, if there was a single quote or word or phrase that could summarize your life, what would it be? You can think on that. I know that's a big question.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A phrase I use a lot is, that works for me.
That works for me?
Yeah, that works for me.
That makes sense. You're really easygoing and you just, yeah, works for me.
Yeah, somebody asks you a question, I say, yeah, that works for me.
That's really funny, and I think that does summarize you pretty perfectly.
Yeah. I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah. I've definitely heard you say that a lot throughout.
Yeah, another one I use a lot now is good for you.
Good for you. I imagine that one gets used on Uncle Chris a lot.
People are telling you a story and you say, good for you.
That's funny. I'm going to start using that. I like that. Good for you.
Yeah, because you know, hey, I did this and, you know, they're proud of something they did.
Yeah.
So it's good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, Pop-Up, that concludes all my questions. So unless there's anything else you want to add to the Library of Congress.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, then we'll tell the Library of Congress, good for you. And thanks for talking to me.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
All right. All right, well, hopefully we'll see you again soon for some Palermos or some pork tenderloin.
Definitely. I think a 15-pound pork tenderloin in my freezer.
Oh, my God. Well, we have to get on that.
I bought it for Thanksgiving, and then your mother canceled Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, to be fair, that was more my father.
That's what she told me.
Yeah.
That it was your father.
Yes.
And I appreciate it because you really don't want to take any chances.
Definitely. With your COPD and everything, like, it would be very hard. Yeah.
And then Aunt Candace having Corona.
Right, so like we just definitely all would have gotten it, and that would have been terrible.
Their whole house is quarantined.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. No, it's definitely good that we didn't do it, but everyone wishes we could have.
I was kind of hoping that I would get some leftovers from your house, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, they didn't want to, like, drop our germs off at your house or anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But soon.
So I didn't get my sweet potatoes and I didn't get my candy jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully maybe we'll be back together for our Italian Christmas this year.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, me neither, personally.
This year.
Yeah.
And I retire this next year in right. February 1st.
That'll be nice. I like
February
that you're...
February 1st, my last official day of work.
I like that you're counting down the days. You know when you're done.
Yeah, unless they offer me, a wheelbarrow full of money to stay around.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you, Pop-Up. Thanks for doing this with me.
Okay.
All right, bye. Love you.
So long. Love you, too.
Done.